You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at wearelibertarians.com.
Welcome to You Can't Outrun the Fork. I am your host, Brett Bittner. You Can't Outrun the Fork examines healthy eating habits to break you out of the standard American diet and the problems that accompany it. We offer you a perspective on what it means to eat in a healthy manner from a variety of options and how we can fix our health by thinking about food differently. While I have an affinity for the ketogenic diet because it works for me, we will be examining a lot of other healthy eating options. Please be sure to rate and review us in iTunes, like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and subscribe using your favorite podcast catcher. You can always catch the latest shows at can'toutrunthefork.com. We are often taking your questions, comments, show ideas, and suggested guests via email at show@can'toutrunthefork.com. If you are new to the program, we do keep things short compared to other things on the network, usually only lasting about 45 minutes. If this particular episode isn't your cup of tea, I suggest trying some of the others in the feed. This show is for adults interested in avoiding the health issues that plague the standard American diet. However, I am not a doctor, nor do I play one on this podcast. The conversations within are not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, they are a reflection of the experience of the host and guests, unless otherwise noted. Enjoy!
Kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it.
Welcome back to another episode of You Can't Outrun the Fork. You've probably noticed lately that the frequency with which episodes have been uploaded has been rather infrequent. In the last month, I have only recorded the episodes with Jeremiah Morrill from Boss Hog of Liberty and Cade Coger. That's been over a month ago, and that has literally been the Cade's episode has been the only one that has been uploaded in the new year. This is episode 12, and the month-long hiatus from recording was mostly due to a very busy life for myself and for my partner Morgan as we moved to Boston from the Midwest, and we've been busy unpacking. We had a long time where I couldn't even find the recording mic to upload the episode with Cade that Jeremiah was so nice to run the board for back in December when I was out at the Boss Hog of Liberty Studios in Newcastle. So we are back today, and one of the things that has happened in the last month is after trying many times to stick to it, I have finally finished the first 10 days of Headspace. Now, it's probably been a 3-month endeavor for me to get those first 10 meditation sessions done in the basics that begin with the Headspace app, which is a free app for download. But when I finished the basics, the first 10, I thought it might be interesting to take a look at some of the other kind of I would guess new agey help things, and I wanted to have Morgan on once again because we have actually embarked on several of these opportunities to improve our health, not just in the way that we eat, but in some of the things that we're trying, just to kind of talk about some of the benefits that she has seen and that I have seen from a couple of things we're going to cover today. We're going to be talking about yoga, we're going to be talking about meditation, and we're going to be talking about floating. Those are three things that aren't necessarily food related, but are certainly something that we've seen some benefits from as individuals for our health and mindfulness. And I'm a believer that a lot of those things are intertwined, and so I'd like to welcome Morgan back to the show.
Thank you. It was a really long commute to get into the studio today. I walked from the bedroom to the living room, and traffic was still bad because it's Boston.
Yeah, traffic is always bad. It takes forever to get anywhere here, and we really aren't sure where anything is. I've only been able to make it to Starbucks once. without GPS, and I almost got lost on the way back. You know, there are some things that are I think we can get you to work now without GPS, but I'm not I'm not always sure of that, especially if there's something that detours us from our regular route.
Yeah, I kind of just let you do that and hope that I make it there, basically. That's how that's going until I get a bus pass.
So we have a couple topics that you and I have discussed before as things we wanted to talk about today. And these are things that we've both experienced and wanted to share a little bit of our experience and the benefits that we personally saw. The first one that I'd like to talk about is the exercise that I began with Harry Price, who those of you who are on the We Are Libertarians Network know Harry. He's on the big show. He does the Thursday night show with Chris Spangle. He does Low Key Wall. He does the Discord chat. He does a lot for the We Are Libertarians show. But he and I, back in January of 2017, started going to yoga together. And it was something that we were just trying out as, you know, something that would be kind of interesting. It's a different form of exercise. I was feeling so much better physically after having lost some weight and my blood sugar being back under control that it seemed like it might be something interesting to try to see if it was something that would help me in other ways. Harry was interested in improving some flexibility and things like that. So we embarked on a yoga practice, and we actually did that pretty consistently 2 to 3 times a week for about 4 months, and then life kind of got in the way. But Morgan has actually been doing yoga for a lot longer and has seen some health benefits. So I'll go ahead and turn it over to her with regard to some of the things that she's seen and why she does a yoga practice and things like that. And then we'll just kind of see where the conversation takes us and get to the other couple of topics.
Well, thank you for explaining how a podcast works, first of all. So I have been doing yoga for, it's been a little over 2 years now. I started yoga because it, you know, I've always been very active. I'm a runner. I enjoy weightlifting, not as much as I enjoy running and other cardio exercises. But for me, yoga was something, I read a lot about how it helps with, certain mental health things. It really relaxes you, helps with anxiety, that kind of thing. So I was definitely interested, especially because it was like a very like crazy time in my life. You know, like I was getting ready to leave for college. It was, you know, it was a crazy time. So I wanted something, a type of physical exercise that would kind of help with some of that stress. And yoga is great because it's something that you can do anywhere if you have a yoga mat or a surface that's not painful to do it on. And so I would just do yoga at my house, in my dorm, in, you know, later on in my apartment. And it's something that has helped me a lot. I've incorporated it into certain routines, a morning routine. I've tried a nightly routine. On the weekends, I do a morning throughout the week. I'll try to do a nighttime routine. And it's just really helped. It's helped with flexibility. It helps with stress. It goes along a lot with meditation. It's just a really great exercise for your body and for your mind.
So I found a lot of those same things you talked about, improved flexibility. I also found an increased sense of balance that it helped me with, mm-hmm. And some muscle strength as you were trying to hold some of these poses. Even though you're not lifting weights, you're still having to lift and hold your body weight in certain, I guess, unnatural or uncommon positioning. So you're utilizing muscles that you may not. And I was doing vinyasa yoga at Inner Peace in Indianapolis. And that was where Harry and I found that we really enjoyed the instructors. We really enjoyed certain classes. We found instructors that we liked. And one of the things that really stood out to me, in addition to the physical health benefits that you noted and that I've noted, was that I also found the peace of mind and the mindfulness, some of the things that you talked about helping helping you, I also found in the meditation aspects, as we would, you know, before we would start, we would kind of feel centered, then we would go through a yoga practice, then you would kind of go through a breathing exercise to relax after, and so that meditation-like time was something that was very useful for me, and I think can be useful for others. Is there anything that you can think of there that we may not have talked about specifically about the benefits from not just the physical benefits, but also the mental well-being benefits from yoga practice?
So I think that kind of like, as you mentioned, like with improving balance, there's a certain way that like yoga does kind of make you feel aligned and make you feel centered. And a lot of that is very like new agey. So we don't necessarily need to get into that. But it is one of those things where you do feel extremely centered and like in your own body, as if that makes sense. But it's a very relaxing practice. I mean, and it's an ancient practice because of that, because of a lot of health benefits from it. And I mean, I think that that's kind of, you know, I know that a lot of people find yoga difficult because it's kind of like meditation. It's like clearing the mind can be kind of difficult for some people. And that's something I found difficult with floating, but not with meditation, oddly enough. So we can talk about that later. But that is something that I have noticed, is that I, you know, when I talk to people about yoga, not like a vegan who talks about being a vegan or anything, but just when I have that conversation with people, you know, that's something that they like often bring up, like they can't just clear their mind enough to do yoga or to meditate or to do some of those new age practices, I guess you could say.
Well, one of the things that when I was discussing with Harry the idea of us beginning a yoga practice and starting to go, was I actually did some research with regard to the health benefits to see if there was any thing that would directly benefit me. A lot of the changes that I made in my life in the last year and a half have been in a way to better suit my diabetes diagnosis. One of the things that is noted and has been that has been talked about when I was going to the yoga practice consistently was that it has been, and it may just be anecdotal evidence, but it has been shown to lower blood sugar. And so that was something that was very interesting to me. They say that it's because it lowers your cortisol and adrenaline levels, because it is an activity, it's encouraging weight loss, and there's a supposed improved sensitivity to the effects of insulin. All of those things are very good for a type 2 diabetic, because if you get your blood sugar levels down, you decrease your risk for the complications that come with it. And I anecdotally, because there were so many things going on at the same time, I can't say specifically that yoga was definitely part of what helped get my blood sugar under control, but it certainly made me feel better. And my participation was certainly an activity that I probably wouldn't have begun if it hadn't been for having begun a journey toward better health. And so I saw that. I definitely see yoga as a piece of that puzzle for me.
Mm-hmm. And you know what is, this wasn't mentioned as something we were going to talk about. I just thought of this. Another fun way to exercise and kind of work towards that health is Zumba. Now that's really fun. And, you know, I took a few Zumba classes, and they teach you these moves and you're supposed to mirror them. But that didn't happen. That totally didn't happen. And the instructor was kind of just like, well, if you can't get the moves, just like keep your body moving. And that was really fun because then I just created my own moves. So if anyone is interested in kind of a fun exercise, you should try Zumba. That's my little pitch for Zumba.
All right. So I noted that one of the things that really jumped out at me as a great aspect of yoga was the meditation aspect. Mm-hmm. And so in the time that I was going to yoga practice, that Harry and I were going consistently, we did find that there was a lot of meditation that was very helpful and useful for us. I certainly found that to be the case and started looking into other ways that I could do that wouldn't necessarily be confined to the yoga practice, which is what caused me to look at Headspace, which is an app that you can download for free to get started with meditation, both on Android and on iPhone. And so I, you know, after trying again, like I noted earlier in the episode, for months and months and months and months, I did finally finish the basics one, the first 10 days, first 10 sessions, of guided meditation. And it's only 10 minutes a day. I probably could have done it in 10 days, but you know, as with a lot of things, life gets in the way. But I, now that I have finished that basics, session, I do think that it's something that I'm going to continue doing. In fact, I took Morgan's recommendation for an app that she uses for guided meditation called Meditation Studio. And I am certainly not the expert when it comes to meditation. Again, I've just gone through the first 10 days of Headspace. So this is probably something that I can't talk about with much authority. But as somebody who has done a lot more than I have, what are some of the benefits that you found with the mindfulness and general results from meditating?
So as with yoga, I started meditating to kind of just calm the storm that is my mind with some of the anxiety and just the day-to-day stress. And so I started meditating. I did, you know, I read up on it. This was several years ago. It's around the same time that I started incorporating yoga into like my daily life. But what I really like about Meditation Studio, and it's not a free app like Headspace. I despise Headspace. It just didn't work for me. But I really love Meditation Studio. It is like, is it $3?
It's $3.99. Okay. For Android. I'm not sure what it is for iPhone.
I think it's the same for iPhone. It's been a while. But basically, it's different courses, and it can be anything from like stress and anxiety to like physical pain. Like they have meditations. I did like a visualization one the other night where it's like you're in like a hot bath and then they just like walk you through it. It's really interesting. Some of the ways your mind can work to kind of visualize some of these relaxing scenarios. Meditation Studio has like episodes and guided meditations that are anywhere from like 2 minutes, like I think they even have ones that are like a minute, up to like an hour, and beyond that even, like they have all kinds of different ones, and different courses. You can pick your teacher, if you like the way a particular instructor like speaks, or anything like that, because it does have a lot to do with like sound and hearing what they're saying and kind of translating that into your own life. So they have all kinds of different meditations. The courses are Meditation Essentials, Uncovering Happiness and Changing Habits. I really like the Changing Habits one because it kind of gets you out of like some negative thinking, or just kind of like there's a morning gratitude one that I really like. And that's what I really enjoy about it. I mean, it's just a relaxing way to calm your mind.
And speaking of calm, you know, we noted earlier how interesting the roads and driving in Boston can be. There's a lot of stress involved with that, and one of the biggest benefits that people point to when it comes to meditation is that it does reduce stress. That's one of the probably the number one reason that people kind of seek that out. And you know, it coupled with eating a healthier lifestyle or eating in a healthier way. If you do participate in yoga or yoga practice, you know, it becomes a piece of that puzzle. There are people that talk about how it increases happiness. In fact, ABC News has the fame of having the Good Morning, or during Good Morning America, during one of their news segments, Dan Harris basically freaked out on live national television and had a nervous breakdown. And he found that, you know, the way to make him, that it was just an issue with stress and happiness. And he actually now does the 10% Happier podcast with Dan Harris on ABC News, where he talks about the benefits of meditation. And I've listened to several of those episodes when I was out walking. And, you know, it's very interesting to hear different people's reasoning for meditating. I know that he's interviewed people like Rivers Cuomo, a lot of very popular artists and news people, and basically it all comes back to, and comedians even. Jen Kirkman was on an episode that I listened to, and she has a whole bit about meditating in LA and how that it's a really funny bit in her act, and I believe it was in her second Netflix special that she talks about it. But essentially that people are finding a level of happiness, they're finding a level of mindfulness, they're improved concentration, less stressed, reduced anxiety. Those are a lot of the benefits that, that people are seeing with regard to meditation. I certainly feel calmer after. I know that it is helping me with regard to stress about driving in a city that I'm not really familiar with and is pretty insane when it comes to how the roads have come to pass. So I'm definitely seeing benefits. Again, it's anecdotal. It's just what I'm seeing as an individual. I can't point to any, you know, research or peer-reviewed studies that really lay it out. But, you know, I can tell you that I certainly feel more mindful. I certainly feel more relaxed and less stress. And I think that's kind of the point. And again, it's another piece to the puzzle that is a healthier lifestyle. So one of the things that I decided to try within days of my diagnosis of type 2 diabetes back in 2016, I decided to try something that I had heard about, I think the first time was on the Joe Rogan podcast. I'd also seen it in the film Daredevil, which came out in 2002 or 2003. With Ben Affleck. It was a sensory deprivation tank. Essentially what the floating is it gives you the sensation in a about body temperature pool of salt water where you literally float because you are less dense than the salt in the water. It's basically what you're doing is you're seeing, you're unable to tell the difference between the water and the air. You're depriving yourself of the sense of light. You're depriving yourself of the sense of sound. Hopefully you're not tasting the salt water, but you're really kind of giving your mind a break from having to sense a lot of the things. You are literally depriving your senses, and so you're getting an opportunity to do a lot of the things that we've talked about with yoga and meditation in a 60-minute or 90-minute session. For those of you who are familiar with the We Are Libertarians Network and community, you probably know Aaron Ewart. He's a big fan of floating. He likes to use it as a mind reset. I know a lot of the We Are Libertarians Network audience, big Joe Rogan fans. He talks about floating all the time. And so it's a very interesting aspect or practice, something to do. I really enjoy it. I have to do the 90-minute floats. I think I get the most benefit from those. But I'd really like to hear, because Morgan's floated once. I took her there to give her the opportunity to experience it. And, you know, for me, it's about relaxation and a mind reset and kind of a reducing stress thing. But that wasn't necessarily what you saw in your session when you first tried it. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was a 90-minute session I did, right?
Well, it was supposed to be a 90-minute session, yeah.
Okay, well, so one thing that you had told me prior to doing this was that it feels like it's just like a few minutes once you like get in there. It doesn't feel long at all. So I think that kind of set me up to watch the time a little bit more because I got in the tank and I was like, this is a bit creepy because, you know, like, and you'd think that I'd enjoy it, like, because I do enjoy meditation. But, I mean, when I meditate, I'm in a nice, light space. I am surrounded by things that relax me. And being in a dark tank was not something that really relaxed me. It felt odd. You know, my brain wouldn't shut off necessarily. I kept thinking about, oh, what time is it? You know, I ended up getting out, like, 30 to 40 minutes early, and just like they had this really nice shower there. I mean, oh, the pressure was amazing. So I just took a nice shower, took my time, you know. Well, I mean, that's a quick shower for me, but it was really nice, that aspect of it. I just didn't enjoy the actual floating very much. I think maybe if it was a 60-minute session, I could possibly do it. It's just, yeah, it was stressful.
It had the opposite effect on you in your first float.
Yeah, it did.
So in my first float, I did that on Halloween 2016, and I actually felt the relaxation effects and the mindfulness for, I could specifically point to it for about 2 weeks after, where I just felt this kind of zened out feeling, and that was after one 60-minute session. That was my very first time. I had no idea what I was doing. I hopped in a tank, not at my favorite place in central Indiana, but it was an interesting thing to try. I used a Groupon for it at a place that is not their only deal. They do a lot of other things. They do cryotherapy. They do like rapping, and they do all kinds of kind of new agey athletic response stuff. There were actually a lot of athletes that were there getting ready for whatever it is that they do. But I found that it was very, very relaxing. But what I found when I did my second and subsequent floats was that 90 minutes worked better. And the third and subsequent floats all happened after I had begun yoga practice. So I found that I was very relaxed, very quick to have a meditative, almost meditative state, and to be at a point where it was easy for me to relax. It, you know, the very first time that I floated, I did have a bit of anxiety about, you know, how long is this going to last? What's going to happen? That kind of thing. The second time, I certainly felt more relaxed because I knew what to expect. And then as I was able to incorporate some of the things that I had picked up in yoga and meditation, I was able to really fully relax and started to have auditory and visual hallucinations while I was in the tank. And I've also done the open floating pool, which I didn't like as much. It didn't feel as sensory depriving as the pod did.
Yeah, I don't think that I would try the pod again. I think I would like the open tank because it's just very terrifying in all reality. It's kind of like, what if I get trapped in here? And my mind would not stop. You know, it wasn't like I could, you know, like I was stressed out about it the entire time. I did have I would call it like a half hallucination, a conversation with Henry David Thoreau. So, I mean, you know, that was a bit odd. And I would say that's like one of the only benefits I did get from it. But I would say that aside from the mental health benefits, there's also like the physical benefits of like, you know, if you do have like physical ailments or sore muscles. I mean, I did notice, you know, that it kind of helped my body relax, just not my mind.
Now, did you find that it was more like muscle pain, joint pain that it kind of helped, or joint discomfort that it helped with, or was it just a general well-being feeling?
I would say it was more of a like tension feeling for me, more than anything else. You know, and it was kind of like I actually got bored mentally in there. You know, like I didn't have anything to do, it felt like, and it did feel like super long. But my body did feel great. Like it was very, my body was relaxed and I felt like some of the tension leaving me. So I do recommend that people should try it because, you know, you'll undoubtedly get some benefit from it, even if you think it's kind of scary like I did. But yeah, I mean, I would say that it's kind of like tension just leaving your body.
So I definitely found the tension leaving. I talked about relaxation and those kind of things and a reduction in pain. As I'm getting older, I have noticed that I creak a little bit more, that I have some joint and muscle issues now and again. And floating is definitely, in addition to the mindfulness and relaxation aspects, has certainly helped with that for me. But one of the things that I also noted is that immediately following the float sessions that I've done, I do feel more creative and I feel a little bit more productive. And I think a lot of that has to do with kind of being able to shut off my brain.
Giving your mind a break.
Giving it a break, and then you come back refreshed. You know, when I talked with Aaron about it, you know, he saw some of the posts that I'd made on social media about my very first float. And, you know, we chatted about it. He was actually the one that recommended that I try the 90 minutes instead of the 60, just to see kind of how that would work for me. I did find that I felt a lot more creative and I felt a lot more productive in addition to being more relaxed and mindful. So it was, to me, it was a very interesting, it was a very interesting outcome. And, you know, I was just trying it because it was something that was, I'd always kind of heard about being, not necessarily fun, but that would be useful. And as I was embarking on this healthier living journey, it certainly couldn't have hurt. Right. I didn't see any negatives with regard to floating. As I increased some of the other activities that I was undergoing, it made for, I feel like, a more centered and balanced lifestyle for me. And I see benefits from all that to this day.
Yeah. I think that, you know, it's different for everybody else, like for everyone, in terms of like what gives their mind a break, you know. You have like yoga, you have meditation, you have floating, you have journaling, you have podcasting.
Sure.
You know, it's all kind of a, you know, it's kind of a mental break. It can be relaxing depending on, you know, who you are and what you enjoy. But I do think that, you know, it's interesting to see some of the, you know, effects that it has long term. I've definitely noticed an improvement, like just in general in my life in the last couple of years. And it's, you know, it's kind of a lifetime journey, but worth it.
Awesome. Well, I think that covers the three topics that we were going to talk about, even though this is a little bit shorter of an episode. We're right at about just over 30 minutes, which is a little bit shorter than most of the episodes. If this is your first episode of You Cannot Run the Fork, I apologize. We didn't talk about healthy eating, really. We didn't talk about keto. We didn't talk about eating as a vegetarian or the South Beach diet or any of the things that we've talked about in earlier episodes. So if this is your first episode, I certainly encourage you to go back, take a look at episodes 1 through 11, which are all about eating. This was just kind of a departure, and as I finished the first 10 days of Headspace, I thought it would be an interesting topic to discuss, and it certainly has felt like a long time since I recorded anything. And now that episode 11 is up, I don't feel as bad about having deprived listeners of episodes of You Can't Outrun the Fork, and hoping to get on a better podcasting schedule going forward. Is there anything you want to add before we bid everyone adieu?
Happy meditating, or whatever works for you.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you guys for listening, and thank you for listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. You can always check out You Can't Outrun the Fork at can'toutrunthefork.com. You can also, you probably found this via Fireside or iTunes, check out some of the other episodes. We're on Instagram, Twitter, we're on Facebook. Just run a search, you'll find it. Want to wish you guys a very wonderful 2018, and hope you have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Get our other shows at WeAreLibertarians.com.